You seem happy this morning.
East Coast FM's I'm happy today because...
Every week we speak to James Connor, who started the Facebook page I'm happy today because, to tell us some of the picks from the week that have been on the Facebook page. He's joining us this morning. Morning, James. How's it going?
Morning, Laura. Morning, Rob.
Morning, sir.
How's it going on your break?
It was lovely. Yeah, brought you lovely. Back a stick of rock. We'll get it to you when all this is over. And
I'd just like to say a big thanks to Super Soap, Ryan O'Neill, for last week.
Super Soap.
Super
Soap.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him that now. That's a bit much.
Listen, as always, these have been popping up on my feed all week. And because they're always, you see them there and they always tend to make you smile and think, oh, that's nice. Yeah. The feel-good factor is high as always. Tell us some of the ones from this week then, James.
Right, well, the first one I have here, now this is from Deirdre. She says, I am happy today because my daughter wants to dance and celebrate her Ethiopian origins. That's very good on that one now.
Okay,
The other one I have here is from Davis. I'm happy today because our twin cot arrived today, ahead of the twins with a few weeks to spare. Now, David, I'm just going to give you a bit of advice. Just don't get out of bed for 2 weeks. Stay in the bed, get as much sleep as you can. Another one there from Mark. I'm happy today because my brother, because it's my birthday and my little bro egged me. Now, Mark, I know your brother and he's not little, okay?
I saw that video with the egging.
He's taller. I think he's a bit taller than you now, Mark. Sean here, I'm happy today because I got to hug my fiance for the first time in 3 months yesterday. Good man, Sean, well done. And Richard, I'm happy today because I got to see my mother, sister and niece and nephew. It was lovely catching up. There's one here, another one here for you now. Just, this is the last one at the moment, right? This is from Isabel. My superstar students are amazing. All the students are singing like the Adam TV. Now, if everyone had seen it, they'd know what the Adam I'm talking about. So, I'm going to let you pick one there for yourselves. What you think yourselves?
With the last one you said there, is that what you were talking about, the ad that they recreated?
Yes, it's like, it's exactly like the ad on TV. And
I thought that was
together,
nice.
Like,
there's a really nice feel-good factor to that.
Yeah.
That's Isabel, isn't it?
Isabel,
okay. Freshly squeezed a Robin Orr mug for yourself, Isabel.
Well done, Isabel.
Rob, can I just say one thing to you, Rob?
Well, go on then, I'm nervous.
I have a quick thing for you here today. What do you need to do in a few weeks' time when Liverpool pick up the Premier League?
Yeah.
I need you to go over to Jürgen over in Liverpool, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I want you to do the parade with a social distance. So this will really annoy every other Premier League footballer. It'll last for about 15 years if we do a social distancing.
Yes. Right? That's what I'll do. I'll tell you, I'd love an old hug from that man.
It's probably not allowed
at this stage, but you're lucky.
No. I take a chance anyway.
Let's see, we're only 7 days away from the footy being back, James.
Can't wait.
We'll chat to you next Wednesday, all right?
Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.